There's only so much time for countries around the world to drastically cut greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. Here in Indiana, we're already seeing things like more extreme heat, flooding, and severe storms. The problem is so big that it can make people feel helpless trying to fight it on their own, including a listener who reached out to us from Newcastle. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a new type of therapy aims to help people turn their fears into action.
It's called climate aware therapy, and it's so new that there's only one person we know of who offers it in Indiana. In Veronica Needler's office in Carmel, there's the usual couch, chairs, and some pillows, but also big windows that let you see outside to trees and a pond nearby. Though she's been a licensed therapist for decades, she only stumbled upon training for climate-aware therapy last year while searching online.
A sense of helplessness or hopelessness that people experience when they think about climate and the ways that they get, overwhelmed and then kind of paralyzed almost into inaction.
Needler says most of her clients don't come to her to talk about climate change specifically, but it certainly comes up.
Never been this hot on a April day, they might say, and then they dismiss it. And I might encourage them with this shift in climate awareness to linger on that.
Needler says she might ask clients what it means for them, what feelings it brings up, and let them know it's okay to feel that way. She hears from people who are worried about what the future will look like for their kids or grandkids. Needler offers one-on-one talk therapy, but there are other models of climate-aware therapy, too. The Good Grief Network is a peer support program where people from all over the U.S. can meet in small groups online. Co-founder Laura Schmidt says in sessions, they'll take a topic, like dealing with climate uncertainty, and participants take turns sharing their experience.
I think a lot of the problems that we're facing right now are due to disconnection, and the easiest way to reconnect is to put a group of people together and get them talking at a heart level.
But are there enough mental health resources to help Hoosiers process climate change? Probably not. According to Mental Health America, only 8 states have fewer mental health care workers per person than Indiana, at a ratio of 590-1. Phoenix Smith provides ecotherapy in Washington, D.C., using nature to help clients' mental health. Smith says many people don't have access to any kind of therapy, whether that's because they don't have insurance or any number of factors.
And then when you look at it and stratify the data around income and race and gender, then that means that Black, Indigenous, and other people of color have even less access to therapy.
That's a problem, because those are the groups who are likely feeling the effects of climate change the most. Smith says the fact that most therapists are white can also be a barrier. She says clients from different races or cultures might not feel comfortable talking to someone who can't relate to their experiences.
Climate-aware therapy is a nice thing to have if you can get it, but most people can't get it. So what do we do with people that are suffering now?
Smith and the Alliance for Ecotherapy and Social Justice have created a program to train community members to provide peer support for people who don't have insurance or can't access a therapist. The Good Grief Network also offers facilitator training. It's possible that getting more people into therapy could actually lead to more climate solutions. Veronica Needler says doing something, even if small, tends to make people feel better. And Schmidt says that kind of action doesn't always have to mean organizing a protest. You can use what talents you have.
Maybe your activism or your advocacy or your work in the world is offering childcare for someone so they can go and do something that is contacting legislators, or, you know, maybe they're organizing some sort of community council or community meeting.
One thing is clear. We have to address both climate change and also the mental health issues it creates. And Smith says we'll have to do that together. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.